This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 24th National Health Service Day being observed today, organizing various public awareness programs. Ruling coalition decides to endorse MCC in parliament today itself. And fighting reaches Ukrainian capital Kiev after Russians launched a full-scale invasion from three main directions. Now, the news in detail. The 24th National Health Service Day is being observed today by organizing various public awareness programs with the slogan of Quality Healthcare and Our Commitment. Giving a message on the occasion, Minister for Health and Population, Birod Khatiwara, has expressed his commitment to ensuring the fundamental right of the citizens to get quality healthcare guaranteed by the Constitution of Nepal 2072, Bikram Sambat. Minister Khatiwara stressed the need to make healthcare accessible to all by making it people-oriented and quality in accordance with the Health Services Act, regulations and other policies of Nepal. A meeting of the ruling alliance convened this morning at the Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar has decided to endorse the American Assistance Project, Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC, in Parliament along with an explanatory declaration. Speaking after the meeting, Nepali Congress leader Ramchandra Paudel said the meeting of the ruling alliance has decided that the House of Representatives meeting today will ratify the MCC after the government makes it clear that the compact is not under the military organization but purely an economic assistance. Present in the meeting were Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba, CPN Maoist Centre Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal, Janata Samajwadi Party Chair Upendra Yadav among the leaders of the ruling coalition. Meanwhile, a meeting of the CPN Maoist Centre this morning has decided to ratify the MCC along with the explanatory note. According to party sources, the decision said to be unofficial, aimed to keep the existing political alliance formed to safeguard the constitution, democracy and nationality intact. Party's available former standing committee members were meeting regularly since Thursday in a bid to find out a way for ensuring the continuity of the alliance while taking the document to a conclusion simultaneously. A meeting of the party's former standing committee members this morning decided to follow the course as reported by the party chair. However, party leaders have not officially talked about the decision. Some party leaders claim the Maoist Centre, which in the past had been refusing to endorse the agreement as it is, has come positive on the matter in the context that the existing coalition government may break in case of a failure to get a common view on the compact. The House of Representatives meeting is scheduled to hold a theoretical deliberation on the compact today. The deadline for passing the agreement is February 28. The meeting of the Bagmati Province Assembly has been postponed for an indefinite period. It had been scheduled for tomorrow. The Province Assembly Secretariat stated in a notice today that the meeting had to be postponed due to special reasons. Similarly, Secretariat's Secretary Krishna Hari Khadka informed that the meeting of the Assembly Business Advisory Committee set for 1 p.m. today has been postponed. Assembly Speaker Sanu Kumar Shrestha had called the meeting for February 28, tomorrow, following an all-party consultation on February 16th. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Kalani Province and Sudur Paschim Province, partly to generally cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Brief rain and thunder showers accompanied with gusty winds and hail is likely to occur at a few places of Kalani Province and Sudur Paschim Province and one or two places of hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 7.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 21.5 degrees Celsius. Currently, there is a general influence of the Western Low Pressure System in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Fighting has reached the Ukrainian capital Kiev after Russians launched a full-scale invasion of the country from three main directions. Dozens of targets have been struck as Russian troops have poured into Ukraine and launched missiles on major cities. The Ukrainian capital Kiev has been under Russian missile fire but remains in the hands of government of President Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Zelensky says Ukrainian had been fighting Russian troops in Kiev as well as Odessa in the south and Kharkiv in the northeast. The invasion has killed at least 198 Ukrainians so far, and the United Nations says more than 120,000 people have fled the country in the past 48 hours. Ukraine said 137 people, civilians and soldiers, have been killed, while Russia has not admitted any death on its side. Likewise, according to local officials, Ukrainian forces are battling Russian troops on the streets of Ukraine's second city, Kharkiv. According to a Ukrainian state communications agency, Russian troops also blew up a natural gas pipeline nearby. It comes after an oil terminal outside the capital Kiev was attacked by the missile, prompting toxic air warnings. Those nearby were warned to close their windows, though many in Kiev are already sheltering underground. A strict curfew in the capital is in place until Monday. The European Union and United States and their allies have agreed to cut off several Russian banks from the main international payment system, SWIFT. The assets of Russia's central bank will also be frozen, limiting Russia's ability to access its overseas reserves. A joint statement said the intention is to further isolate Russia from the international financial system. Russia is heavily reliant on the SWIFT system for its key oil and gas exports. The joint sanctions are the harshest measures imposed to date on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. SWIFT, or the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication, is a secure messaging system that makes fast cross-border payments possible, enabling international trade. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. The 24th National Health Service Day being observed today, organizing various public awareness programs. Ruling coalition decides to endorse MCC in Parliament today itself. And fighting reaches Ukrainian capital Kiev after Russians launched a full-scale invasion from three main directions. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.